Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the D Show. I'm your host, Garrett, here. In today's episode, we're talking about the freaking NFL draft, baby. First round happened last night, 8 o'clock Eastern. It was just a sea of red last night, as you can tell. It was in Kansas City, Missouri. And it was just... Or is it Kansas City, Kansas? I think it's Kansas. Yeah, it's Kansas. We'll say it's Kansas. Anyway, it was in Kansas City. Point is, you know, obviously Chiefs just won a Super Bowl there, feeling themselves. Don't you guys just hate the introductions of the NFL draft? Like, you just show up, and they, you know, Goodell just shows up and brings these two, you know, an actor and actress, you know, from the town, which is great, you know, bringing the local celebrity, whatever. But then they bring in Mahomes and Kelsey, and they just, you know, I don't know. Just for me to see that, just, it's like, come on, let's just get the draft started. It's just nonsense, in my opinion. But anyway, so they, you know, they did their little shenanigans, and they started the draft, okay? So, I mean, first pick of Bryce Young, right, to the Panthers. Panthers traded up for this pick, went from 9-1. You know, they want to get their franchise quarterback, Frank Reich's coaching there, trying to start a new offense, right? He's rated at a 96. He's rated the best prospect in the draft. He's supposed to be the guy. We'll see in Carolina. They got a few offensive weapons, not really a good running back anymore. They traded McCaffrey last season midway through the year to San Francisco. They got Adam Thielen after losing DJ Moore to the Bears. We'll just see what the Panthers look like this coming year. But Bryce Young, anyway, looks to be the starting quarterback in Carolina. And we'll see what kind of talent and poise and leadership he can bring to a super young team in Carolina. And then the second pick, we go on to Mr. Houston. Mr. Houston drafted C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud, number two overall. Probably the second best quarterback in the class rated. He was rated the fifth overall prospect, 94 grade. A lot taller, a lot bigger than Bryce Young. Definitely was a little inconsistent sometimes with his years in Ohio State. But anyway, showed how good he was against Georgia and really showed that he's a high-quality quarterback in college and showed he's NFL ready. Houston, you know, struggled for years, been struggling for a while now since the Deshaun Watson days. Finds a quarterback at number two overall. They say in the according to ESPN here, their analyst, that he's the best pure pocket passer in the draft. He's the whole field and he is decisive. And his timing as a thrower is outstanding. So we'll see what he can do in Houston. Houston, not a great wide receiver core there. Getting rid of Brandon Cooks, Brian and Noah Brown. We'll see what they got there in Houston. But anyway, CJ Stroud has to lead a very young Houston team to greatness, and we'll see what he can do there. But I don't know if he's going to have the help necessarily get him there, but we'll have to see. But yes, CJ Stroud, number two overall to Houston. Then I think the first big thing happened yesterday is Texans. They traded with Arizona. They traded up from number 12 down to number 3 and made a big deal there. So Houston, number 2 and number 3 overall pick. They drafted Will Anderson out of Alabama. The number 3 prospect overall in the class, 95 grade. He's an outside guy, you know, quick, powerful hands. He's, you know, he overpowers blockers. Very strong guy, double-digit sack kind of guy. And just really supposed to be the leader of the defense over there for the, you know, for the Texans. And that's what they're expecting out of him. He's supposed to be the leader. You know, you get your offensive, you know, you get your quarterback, get your offensive leader, and then you bring in Will Anderson as your defensive leader. We'll see what kind of poise he brings to the Texans. I'm not sure how I trade as much as they have for Will Anderson. Definitely is a great player in Alabama. We'll see what he can bring to the NFL. But, yeah, we'll see. But I don't know if he's worth that kind of trade comparing to Von Miller. That's a big, big comparison there. But, yeah, Will Anderson, number 3 overall. Big deal, big move for Houston. We'll see if it pays off or not. And then you go to number 4 to the Indianapolis Colts. Obviously, the Colts have been kind of tumbling the last few years. They're in a weak division, have been capitalized, got a lot of weapons, and, you know, Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman. But we'll have to see what they do here. But anyway, number 4, they get Anthony Richardson. Super talented, has a lot of different traits, very physical specimen here. Very, very unique, rare traits, a 6'4", 244. You know, Cam Newton, just comparison, or Josh Allen, super strong arm, super strong, very quick. You know, he has all the talent in the world, and when he's at his best, he's the best quarterback in the draft, hands down. But when he's not, It's bad. So it's a lot of inconsistencies there for Anthony Richardson. I think he only had 13 starts in college. So it's a lot of we'll see. Indianapolis is probably going to throw him on the field as soon as possible. Well, a lot of, handoffs with Jonathan Taylor, QB runs, I'm sure. It may be a long time before we see Anthony Richardson really develop and blossom into what, I think he actually could be. But just for starters, his legs might, get him on the field just because of his ability as a runner, be able to move the chains. His arm is there. Just a freaking specimen. So we'll have to see what he can do in there in Indianapolis. But yeah, Anthony Richardson, number four overall, taken a lot earlier than I was expecting him to be taken. But yeah, just overall, what a pick from Indianapolis. We'll see if it turns out or not. And then, we're gonna get through. So like Devin Witherspoon, top corner in the class, goes down to, sorry, on my I'm losing my head here. Seattle, they make the trade with Denver. They get their pick. They get Devin Witherspoon. They take a high-end guy. Some prospect overall, super physical. I was watching his highlights, and I was like, holy shit, this guy's like Cam Chancellor. Comes up, makes the big tackles, makes the big hits. We'll see. Corners, young corners in particular, struggle a lot in the, coming in, so we'll have to see. I don't think it's going to make a huge impact day one. But, yeah, Witherspoon, we'll see what he does in Seattle, but definitely, I think he's going to be underrated there, and we're going to see what he brings to Seattle's defense. So after trading out of number three to number 12, the Cardinals jump back up to number six, and they get Paris Johnson Jr. out of Ohio State, tackle. They needed somebody to protect Kyler Murray, bringing in Gannon. They were trying to get this thing flipped around, trying to get Murray back to what he was. So you get Johnson to, solidify a left tackle spot. Obviously, blindside's huge. 12th overall prospect in the class, 91 grade. I think it's a great pick. Arizona really needs to bounce back. They have too much talent not to be good. Yeah, really need to step it up here and really get back to winning ways, because Kyler's not, going to be this good forever, and he struggled recently, and some of that has to do with the line. So I like Paris Johnson training up to get him. And sorry, it was with the Lions. I don't know why I'm a Lions fan. I blanked. Lions had the sixth pick, traded back to 12, excuse me, with Arizona, and they got the 34th pick overall tonight from that trade. So I like that as a Lions fan. And Vegas, seventh pick overall. Tyree Wilson, oh, he's a freak. I mean, 6'6", 270 edge. Oh my God, he's a freak in nature. That guy's going to be insane. Like, that's my player I'm going to be watching. Fourth overall prospect rank, 94 grade. I mean, yeah. I mean, they say here, powerful pass rusher. That's all you need to know. Guy's a fucking tank. Texas Tech. I mean, he's insane. With him and Crosby, it's going to be hard to really contain these two. Chandler Jones out of his prime. So bringing in Tyrese Wilson being a big upgrade, and I really like the pick here for Vegas. Now, this kind of pisses me off because I wanted Bijan Robinson for the Lions, but that's why I think the Lions even trade back. Falcons, eighth overall pick, take Bijan. He's the best running back. I mean, there's not many good backs in this class. Bijan's the best by far. They take him. I mean, the Falcons are really struggling as a franchise recently. Looked okay at the end of the year last year. Won a lot of games there at the end. But yeah, they needed a solid number one. Second overall prospect in the class at 96. So yeah, I don't know what we'll see in Atlanta, but I like the pick. People might think it's a reach with running back. They get hurt all the time. But if he can stay healthy, stay on the field, I think he can be something special there in Atlanta. Eagles. Trade up. It's a number nine pick. I think they were number 10. Trade up a pick. They get Jalen Carter. Definitely a guy who was supposed to be a top five pick, top six pick, six overall prospect. Fell because he gained a little weight. Obviously, his car incident where he was racing. Unfortunately, somebody died in that. Not his fault, at least. With my understanding of that. But anyway, falls number nine. Eagles got aging interior line. They lost Hargrave to the 49ers this past offseason. And you look at Fletcher Cox coming back a 1 year deal. He's getting older. Not going to be the same production out of him. To bring in a young guy like Jalen Carter, there's a lot of upside. Just he really needs to be taught how to play football. Really needs to be shown as a man more than anything off the field stuff. Really needs to be mentored and shown how to be a professional athlete and really show how to be the man I think he knows he can be and the talent he can be. So I like the pick. I really do. I just think there's some character issues. You're gonna have to look at that and really see what kind of man he's gonna be, because on the field he's an absolute monster. So we're just gonna have to see what kind of man he's gonna be in that locker room. But yeah, Jalen Carter, number 9 to the Eagles. And you go to number 10, Darnell White to Chicago, offensive tackle out of Tennessee. White is a big guy, 6'5", 333 pounds. He is the 18th overall ranking prospect, 90 grade. I think he's gonna be a good protection for the Bears. I mean, obviously their line is abysmal. They need somebody to protect Justin Fields. Justin Fields can't run with his head chopped off like a chicken, you know. So I think he needs to be. He just needs time, right tackle. You know, he'll be on the opposite side of Braxton Jones. I think he's gonna do a good job. You know, I think it's a good pick. We'll see what he obviously turns out to be, but investing in the offense, really investing in protecting Justin Fields and making sure that that offense can click, is gonna be very key. And Darnell White's gonna be a huge part of that, so I like to pick there at number 10. You go down number 11, Peter Skwronski, out of Notre, I meant Northwestern, excuse me. Rated the top tackle in the class, a number 9 overall prospect, 92 grade. Go falls only at 11 to Tennessee. Tennessee's really in the rebuild kind of phase. They're not sure what they are, not sure what their identity is. So take a guy like Skwronski to solidify a line. I'm telling you this, in my opinion. Before you ever take a quarterback or whatever, you take linemen. You really want to build a good solid line. If you're gonna do anything on offense, you can't do anything without a good offensive line. So you take the linemen, you know, you get a guy like Skronsky. He's compared to Jerick Wilkes Jr., obviously a great tackle. You take a guy like that and you really help solidify that offense. They lost a couple key guys and Taylor Lewan, Ben Jones, Nate Oat. It's on the you know on the line. So you get a guy like Skronsky. You know, who can come in, be a solid day one starter. Not a sexy pick, but just the guy you need. And I like to pick overall from Tennessee. That's just a good fundamental pick there for Tennessee. Now, here comes number 12 on my lines, right? So they take Jahmyr Gibbs out of Alabama. Gibbs is like a Alvin Kamara type. He's a very good catcher, he's a very good runner. They compare him to Tony Pollard. Obviously, he's really good there in Dallas. But he needs to really work on this. He's a smaller guy, so he needs to work on getting, you know, getting a little more weight to him. He's 5'9", 199. He's gonna share the ball with DeAndre Swift a lot, so he's not gonna have to be the main runner. But definitely a complimentary piece there to Swift. He's his 20th overall prospect, 88th grade. Not sure if I love the pick, but they had to do it just because of the simple fact that Bijan was gone. They obviously would have loved, and I would have loved Bijan. But taking Gibbs is just smart. Get the guy you know you're gonna need. You're gonna need some offensive weapons there with Jared Goff. You know, he's gonna need to distribute the ball. A couple guys are out already for suspension. So you get a guy like Gibbs, complete the backfield, get some a check down guy, third down to 5, you can get it to him. And overall, I just like the pick, but just a reach for CERN, but they had to make the pick due to the circumstances of Bijan being gone and just what they're left with talent wise and what they needed. So just a necessary pick there from the Lions. And they go to 13 here of Green Bay. They take Lucas Van Ness out of Iowa. Edge guy, 15th overall prospect, 91 grade. They think he's going to be special compared to Preston Smith, fellow Packer. You know, he had 14 sacks over the last 2 seasons. I think he's going to get better and better. He's going to be just a great edge guy. He sounds like a Packer to me. Just a guy who played in Iowa, you know, physical. Gets a lot of sacks, gets a lot of pressures, and yeah, so big deal. Aging guys in Green Bay, you should come in, young guy, and just, you know, be an impact guy from day one there for Green Bay. And you go to number 14 here. Sorry guys for the interruption. I actually hit the power button. So kind of stopped my recording there. But anyway, 14th pick, Steelers trade up. They traded from New England with New England, excuse me, to get Broderick Jones, tackle from Georgia, 6'5", 311, 13th overall prospect, 91 grade. Dan Moore, left tackle, struggled, you know, fourth round guy. They get a solid number one, you know, day one left tackle in Broderick Jones. Really needs to solidify that, offensive line. Daniel Moore laying 30th in pass block wins and run, so they really need to solidify that, and they really need to upgrade that and get Najee Harris going, give Kenny Pickett as much time as he can in the pocket. They get up a guy in Broderick Jones. I think it's a great pick. Not something maybe the Steelers were looking for. Maybe Christian Gonzalez. A lot of people might have thought he might have been picked there with the cornerback needs, but take Broderick Jones, last good tackle left, and this high, in the top five tackles left. They get this guy, solid pick, and I think he's going to be a great starter from day one at left tackle for the Steelers. They go to number 15. I think the Jets really wanted Broderick Jones. The Steelers jumped him. Oh my God. Sorry. I hit the trap on again. Sorry. Will McDonald here, 15 for the Jets. Jets really wanted Broderick Jones and needed a tackle. Not sure there what they're going to do with Duane Brown being old and Becton always being hurt. But they take Will McDonald out of Iowa State, 6'4", 239, edge rusher, pound edge rusher. 25th overall prospect, 89 grade. Compare him Leonard Floyd, freaky bend, supposed to be really athletic. Brings a lot of pressure. They brought in Jermaine Johnson last year in the draft. Really good prospect there out of Florida State. Had a good rookie year. Bring him on the other side. It's going to create a lot of pressure for the New York Jets. And I think it's a good pick for what they had. Not necessarily the best pick, but just for the circumstances. They got a guy who can make an impact day one. Create a lot of pressure for opposing quarterbacks. And make their job easier on Quinn Williams in the interior. And really get him some more one-on-one matchups there with some more pressure from the outside. So overall, I like the pick. And number 16 here for the Washington Commanders, bringing Emmanuel Forbes out of Mississippi State, 6'1", cornerback, 21st overall rated prospect, 90 grade. He's tall, very skinny, but he has very good coverage. He's very good at, especially in the off coverage. Very good instincts, very aggressive. 14 interceptions over three, college seasons. Not very strong though. So, and run support not going to be there. But overall, just with his instincts, going to make a lot of turnovers, make a lot of big plays. You like that in the secondary. So overall for Washington, like the pick, just will his physicality be able to withstand in the NFL? We'll have to see. Oregon, number 17 overall after trading back with the Steelers. They take Christian Gonzalez out of Oregon, the 8th overall prospect in the class. The super talented press corner, 6'1", 197. Supposed to be the second best corner in his class, falls all the way down 17th. What a steal for New England. Bill Belichick's gonna love that. Just plugging him day one, it's gonna make a lot of plays, a lot of big impacts, shut down the number one overall wide receiver in opposing team. And it's compared to AJ Terrell. So what else you wanna know about the guy? Guy's a stud. We'll see how he turns out. But overall, great pick there for New England. Number 18, this is the second first round pick for the Detroit Lions. They take Jack Campbell out of Iowa. 6'5", 250-pound linebacker, 58th overall rated prospect, 80th grade. As a Lions fan, I'm not super happy with this pick. I wish they would have taken Dalton Kincaid out of Utah with the tight end position lacking there for Detroit, but they'd take Jack Campbell instead. Linebacker core is really struggling. They rank him as the second best linebacker in the class. Good size, strength, obviously, but kind of lacks speed comparing to Lane Van Der Esch. Overall, I think he'll be a solid player, but I think he's worth the pick. No, absolutely not. But Detroit taking what they think they need out of necessity, especially with the first pick here with Jahmyr Gibbs, seems like a common theme here for Detroit. But overall, Jack Campbell should start day one, and we'll see. But I don't think he's worth the pick. Number 19. Tampa Bay takes Kalijah Kansi out of Pittsburgh, 6'1", 280-pound D tackle, fastest D tackle 40-yard dash since 2006. Comparing the grade, Jarrett, this guy's a monster. Had a great combine. Should be an instant day one starter. Should create a lot of mismatch issues with his speed. Can't wait to see what he does. But yeah, Kalijah Kansi coming in out of Pittsburgh. Love the pick. 20th overall prospect, 90 grade. We'll see what he can do. Coming from number 20, Seattle takes Jaxon Smith-Njigba, 6'1", 196-pound receiver out of the Ohio State University. Excuse me. He's a first position rank
For his wide receiver, so he's obviously the best wide receiver in the class, rating wise, 17th overall prospect, 90th grade. Yeah, super precise route runner, really good route runner, great slot receiver. Coming into Seattle, already has DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. You're gonna love this for Geno Smith. He's coming in having three great wide receivers, make his job a lot easier. Fill some of those question marks on offense. This is a great pick, I think, for Seattle. Really giving them a dynamic wide receiver and Jackson Smith Ajigba, giving some more one-on-one opportunities, hopefully for DK on the outside and also with Jackson on the inside. So it's going to be really tough to defend the Seattle offense. We'll see how Geno does this year, but yeah, absolutely love the pick there for the Seahawks. Number 22. San Diego seems to love TCU players. LaDainian Tomlinson, shout out to you, bud. Quinn Johnson, shout out to my TCU team. Love seeing Quinn Johnson taking the first round here by the LA Chargers now, not San Diego Chargers. Fourth position rank overall, 29th overall grade. I meant ranking, excuse me, prospect 88 grade. He's a big threat, 6'3", 208. Definitely not the most clean route runner in the draft, but definitely a 50-50 guy, flashy. Makes a lot of big plays. Think it's gonna be great for I'm blanking right now. What's his name? Justin Herbert. Well, it took a minute. For Justin Herbert to get another wide receiver downhill, they're always hurt at the wide receiver position with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. So to get a guy like Quinn Johnson, bring him in the mix. Another big wide receiver for Justin Herbert. I love the pick. I think it's going to be able to spread the offense more. Definitely need to address the running game there in LA. Not sure what Austin Eckler is going to do. But anyway, Quinn Johnson, 22 overall pick, goes to Los Angeles Chargers. Number three, Baltimore takes a much needed wide receiver in Zay Flowers out of Boston College. 22 overall prospect in the class, 89 grade. Flowers is very fast, 5'9", 182 wide receiver, very good route runner, just fast, freaky fast, and he's very good at tracking down the deep ball. Compare him to Elijah Moore. Ravens really struggle at the wide receiver position, really struggle with Lamar throwing the football. So give him another option there, wide receiver with Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman and Odell Beckham should be a great offense and should hopefully give Lamar a lot of options there at wide receiver to throw the ball to. So overall, I think the Ravens finally addressed the need they needed to and took care of business. So yeah, love the pick. And go to 24 here from Minnesota Vikings. They take Jordan Addison, 5'11" receiver out of USC. Addison's a savvy and elusive route runner who separates in man coverage and finds pockets and zone looks. He's not very fast at the 4.49 40-yard dash at the combine, but he tracks the deep ball and catches over the shoulder passes. He is small, but he doesn't drop the ball and can pluck the ball out of the air and make contested catches. He can be a slot wide receiver. I think for, Kirk Cousins, the offense, obviously Justin Jefferson gets all the attention. Losing Adam Thielen in the offseason in Carolina. I think you're bringing a guy like Addison. Great number two option. He's going to definitely draw a lot of one-on-one coverages in the slot. It's going to make a lot of big plays and hopefully give, Justin Jefferson a break every once in a while and hopefully draw some of those double teams away. So I think it's a great pick overall from Minnesota. Gives them another option. Minnesota's offense should be explosive, so we'll see what they do there in Minnesota. And number 24, you bring in the New York Giants. Haven't seen the Giants this late in the round draft in a long while. Deonte Banks out of Maryland, cornerback, 6 foot, 197 pounds, fifth-rated corner in the draft, 27th overall grade, 88 rated. Physical press corner fluidity and top end speed to turn and run with any receiver. His technique needs to get better and he has strength and length to reroute wide receivers. Brandon Brian Jones, obviously Brian Jones in New York was insane. I mean, excuse me, in Dallas, what am I trying to say? He is going to be a plug-in guy. Obviously, they needed an outside corner, losing Bradbury, bringing Devontae Banks. But like I said, young corners really struggle in the beginning, so it's going to be really hard to see. Really interesting to see what he can do. But overall, love the pick there for Deonte Banks and the New York Giants. The guy I really wanted in Dalton Kincaid, 14th overall prospect, 91 grade, goes to Buffalo. Buffalo gets a great player, and Dalton Kincaid brings in comparisons to Zach Ertz. Efficient route runner, his big hands, pucks the ball in the air, accelerates quickly, and his ability to make the first defender miss and break tackles after the catch. I think the size says it all. He has speed threat vertically and win 50-50 balls. Yeah, he's gonna be a massive problem. 14th overall prospect. Can't believe he fell this late. For Josh Allen, that offense is already really good. So bringing Dalton Kincaid on top of that's gonna be a really scary offense. So love the pick there for Buffalo. Go to 27th, no, technically 26th pick. Excuse me. Mazi Smith out of Michigan, D tackle. 6'3", 323, 38th overall prospect, 85th grade. Outstanding run defender, one of the strongest prospects in the class. His ability to claw in the middle and make plays with the tackle box is outstanding. Dallas really needs to shore up the defensive line there. Mika can't do it all by himself. Bringing in a strong D tackle to solidify the middle of that interior defensive line. Can't complain too much there for Dallas. Got a lot of needs. Quarterback's one of them. Just saying that, Dallas. But they solidify the D line, so I'm fine with that pick. Here's a bit of a reach, in my opinion. Jaguars take Anton Harrison out of Oklahoma, 6'4", 315-pound offensive tackle, 55th overall rated prospect, 7th position rank, and 81 grade. Harrison has strength to move defenders with his technique and sound. But Cam Robinson being out, I get the pick. They need somebody to come in and be able to start both tackle positions. Just sure it's a bit of a risk. He was a second rounder, according to Matt Miller, and I think many people, but with Robinson facing suspension, the work in progress tackle, the progress will definitely need to be made in the summer, and we'll see if he can do his job starting at left tackle day one. Myles Murphy going 28th overall to the Cincinnati Bengals. Murphy's a high motor pass rusher. He was really good in college. 24th overall prospect, 89 grade. Put on Bradley Chubb. Cincinnati, though, they have Henderson. They don't have anyone on the other side. So they're bringing a guy like Myles Murphy, young guy, super fast. It's high motor. He's not going to quit on the play. We'll see what he can do there for Cincinnati, but brings a young guy to a kind of core. So I like the pick there for Cincinnati, bringing in a guy they definitely needed, some much-needed depth of that position. Coming in at 29th there for the Saints, they bring in Brian Breesy out of Clemson, dominant run defender, former number one overall prospect at high school, sheds blocks, excuse me, quick hands, defeat the slip and split lineman. Compare him to Zach Allen. I think he's going to be an all right player. Don't think he's going to be anything special, but definitely needed some run help along there in the interior, on that line. And then bringing a good D tackle there at 6'6", 298, Brian Breesy. So hopefully he can plug in that interior line and make plays day one. And 30th overall prospect, excuse me, ranking, Nolan Smith out of Georgia, 6'2", 238, outside linebacker. 16th overall prospect here, going 30th to the Eagles, 90th grade, super fast, high ceiling, a little small, that's why he's fell. Like, compare him to Dante Fowler Jr. He's going to make a lot of plays there on the edge for the Eagles. I think he's really going to blossom with Haason Reddick. I just think they're just trying to build a long-term plan there, a D line for the Eagles. Seems to love the Georgia players and take Nolan Smith here. The 30th overall pick. And the last pick of the first round is Felix Nduke-Uzomah. If I messed it up, I apologize. 6'3", 255-pound edge rusher out of Kansas State. 32nd overall prospect, 87th grade, so pretty much bang on the money. Tenacious edge defender, chases the quarterback through to run with relentless effort. He can beat offense tackles with speed, power, and hands. Pairing with Josh Sweat, it's going to be a good edge guy there for Kansas City. They got George Karlaftis there too, and they just bring him another guy to compete on the other side of the line. They're really going to bring some pressure there for Kansas City. I like the pick at this kind of late in the draft. Just think trying to take quality. I think exactly what the Chiefs did. So yeah, that's the first round, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for my stuttering and my mispronunciations. Haven't done this in a minute, but I really wanted to make this episode because it's a big time of the year. It's a big deal for this draft, and I as a Lions fan, I'm a little disappointed. But for some of these teams, you really gotta think. And fans wise, as a fan, you gotta think. What these guys are gonna bring and what you expect. And obviously, got five more rounds, six more rounds to go. Tonight starts round 2, 3, and 4.
tune in. I think it starts at 7. So, yeah, you guys should be super hyped and get really into it and tune in. So, yeah, guys, thank you guys so much for tuning into the G-Show. I hope I can make more episodes in the future. But I love you guys dearly, and thank you guys for all the love and support throughout the years. But anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning into the G-Show. I'm your host, Garrett. Until next time, I'll catch you later. Peace.